Blog Talk Radio.
Ladies and gentlemen, have it up. Howdy, 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 ho. It's the Real Relationship Talk Show, the Kenny Talk Experience. I am the one and only Kenny Talk.
Thank you very much.
Thank you. Thank you. And I have a special guest tonight that's going to be joining us. Well, I have several special guests. All of you. So let's clap it up for all of you as you're here. Dollhouse Radio is on the Kenny Talk Experience, the Real Relationship Talk Show. Those that are not joining us, make sure that can't join us at this time, or not some of your friends you might know, tell them they can click on the link from the page and listen at any time. We're about to get ready to start an awesome show. A man that wants to be kept is what we're going to speak on. A man that wants to be kept. I hear that so much when people talk about really having someone in a relationship or a relationship working. They say a relationship is not going to work with a man unless that man wants to be kept. You can't keep no man. A man has to want to be kept. And I said, whoa, let's talk about it. Right back out faster than you can say cat in the hat, and we come back after the quick break because we know we got to pay some bills. We're going to go right into the relationship truth of the week. And I also got something else I want to mention from some people that ran up on me in public. Try to get me straight, but that's all right. I got love, but we'll be back faster than you can say cat in the hat. Rock out
all day, nigga.
We got love
all day,
let's
nigga.
Go.
How long you niggas bop all day, nigga? How much time you spent at the mall all day, nigga? How many runners do you got on call all day, nigga? How long they keep you in call all day, nigga? Take you to get this fly all day, nigga. Tell your P.O. how long you been high all day, nigga. Now already know I'm straight from the shy all day, nigga. Top side all day, nigga. This shade, nigga, chopping for the winner and the checkmate, nigga. Ball so hard, man, the shit crazy, nigga. He ain't getting money unless you got eight figures. But at GDP's, man, I been say, nigga. Just talked to Fair Con at Sensei, nigga. Told him I been on 10 since the 10th grade, nigga. Got a middle finger longer than the Ken, baby, nigga. I don't let him play with me. I don't let him talk to me no kind of way. They better watch what they say to me. Nigga still getting popped on the day to day. Yeah, I still got the 100 with a small face, nigga. Might spend 50 racks in my off day, nigga. You a fake Denzel like the all say, nigga. If you're running to me, better have all say with you. You a Rick Suave, nigga. Ride around, listen to Sade, nigga. If you ain't with us, you an our way, nigga. You a actor, you should be on Broadway, nigga. Did you do shit to Broadway, nigga? Your bitch got an ab, I'm a Broadway sticker. Late for the class in the hallway, nigga. You're the dropout at it as always, nigga. As always. All day, nigga. How long you ball? All day, nigga. How much time you spent at the mall? All day, nigga. How long it take you to get the fly? All day, nigga. Take your P.O. How long you been high? All day, nigga. Post some Henno for my niggas that died. All day, nigga. And I keep a bad bitch on the patch at the side. All day, nigga. Now already know I'm straight to the shower. All day, nigga. All day, nigga. I can do this all day, boy. Woo! I'm finna turn this bitch out. Any day, yay, in the streets, boy. It been a motherfucking draft. Don't really matter what I made, boy. Woo! You know I still go wild.
light skinned slave boy. We in the motherfucking house. Right now, looking real stuff right now. I swear I've been on the fly. Like, I'm off right now. Stupid niggas getting money for a stump right now. Shout out to Jackie Chan, I need to stunt right now. They be looking at the gram, I be looking at the Grammys like, that's us right now.
Right now,
24/7, 365 days, everybody getting paid.
Go crazy.
Niggas looking at me like I'm worth both them J's. People saying, yay, yay, take it easy. 20 G's for the Yeezys off of eBay. Niggas do the most and they ain't done shit. Only way I can sum it up, some bitch.
Hands up, hands up, hands up, hands up, hands up, hands up, hands up.
All day, nigga.
Thank you for joining us, everybody. I see the lines already lighting up. I see Facebook already lighting up, right? So big, big shout out to everybody that's listening tonight. The man that want to be kept. That's where we going. That's where we going to go. But right after these messages, you know we got to keep and we got to pay these bills, right? So we all hear that title, The Man That Wanna Be Kept. Interesting, huh? Catchy. Let's go. Relationship Talk Show. Thank you everybody for listening, but we're gonna jump right in. We're gonna jump. Let me pull it up real quick. Every week, I post what is called the Relationship Truth, and a Relationship Truth is just simply a post that I use to tease your appetite throughout the week until it's time for the Real Relationship Talk Show. Now, this teasing of your appetite, you know what, it gets some people riled up, man. Some people be looking at me like, man, who this cat, what, why are you going to say that? You know, because so much of what I say is against the norm. It kind of goes against the normal way of thinking. the normal way of thinking about things when it comes to relationships. So I apologize. It does come off sometimes a little bit direct and a little bit unorthodox, right? Unorthodox, that's what it is. But there's a method to the madness. I'm doing it for a reason. I am doing it for a reason, ladies and gentlemen. But let's pull it up real quick. I got so many that I sent out. I get a chance to choose which one, right? Well, now this was one. I'm going to read this one to you guys from this week because let me tell you about it. I had a couple of people to run up on me in public, man. They said, Kenny, talk. Man, I sent you a message through the inbox during the show. I felt like it was something real that I was sharing, man, and you didn't even get a chance to read it. So I said to myself, last week's show was definitely about drifting apart. So I said I was going to make sure I read his post. And his post tied directly to this quote, this relationship truth quote that I put out this week. So I said, okay, it all makes sense. So here we go. The relationship truth quote or post goes as follows. It says, when we start feeling different about ourselves, it sets off the chain reaction of us feeling different about the one we love. When we start feeling different about ourselves, it sets off a chain reaction of us feeling different about the ones we love. Now, this post that this guy said, he said, man, I'm going to read it to you guys. He says, people don't realize that when you drift apart, you start to feel different about that person. No one can predict how you're going to feel 6 months down the line, a year down the line. We can only make our decisions based on how we feel at that particular point. And he's right. That's a great one, right? And I'm sorry, man. You know, we get a lot of them posted in, and sometimes, you know, they slip by me. That was a great one, so I wanted to shout you out and share what you had to say from last week because it's going to tie. We're going to spill it on over into this week, right? So, to address that, he says we don't know how we're going to feel down the line. But the reason why I chose this post is because you start feeling different about yourself, right? And why do people normally start feeling different about themselves? It's because they're not through growing. And if they're not through growing, through life experiences and things of that nature, life experiences helps you grow and it does change you to a different person because you start to think different. Once you start looking at yourself different, it's obvious that you're going to start looking at the person that you love slightly different because you're going to become a different person. So I wanted to go ahead and break that down real quick. If y'all want to respond to the relationship, hit me up in the inbox or hit me up on Twitter. That's at KennyTalkEXP. Hit me up on Instagram, Kenny@KennyTalk_, right? So big shout out to everybody. Now, let's jump right into today's subject, right? Today's subject matter is going to be around a man that really wants to be kept. I get this from a post that I saw a young lady do. She said that the only man that you can keep in a relationship is the one that wants to be kept. The man that wants to be kept. But when I say that, but when you hear that post, what does that mean to you guys? Let me go to Facebook real quick. I'm going to make sure that I get y'all in today. All right, I'm going to start to read off a couple of them. They said that, to me, the post is, she says, to me, the post is saying that people do what they want to do, and they only stay in relationships that they want to stay in. All right, well, I mean, that's a way of looking at it. Let me read another one. I got another young lady that says she thinks the quote is real because the only men that stick with their woman are the ones that really want to stick with their woman. All right. Those two are interesting right there. But for the most part, when you say a man that wants to be kept, I think that that's a easy way out. I think what's the right term for it? That's a cop out statement. That's a cop out post. For you to make the statement, the only type of man that you can keep in a relationship is one that wants to be kept. You know, that takes all responsibility. That takes all of the responsibility off of you. It takes the responsibility away from you doing what needs to be did to make the person want to stay in a relationship. Because it's vice versa, ladies. Because men have to do things that make you want to stay in a relationship. So it's vice versa. You have to do things to make a man want to stay in a relationship. One of the most famous things that was quoted, that I quoted on the Kenny Talk Experience, it comes from the Kenny Talk Experience, is you have to be able to bring to the table that which your lover values in order to be kept around. You can't bring what you value and then get pissed when they don't value it. So that's what happens a lot. So when you talk about a man that wants to be kept, no, it's not about a man that wants being a man that wants to be kept. What it's about is a woman identifying what that man values and bringing it to the table. And this is a difficult task because guys are not good at verbalizing what they value. You can only watch their actions, watch their reactions to certain things. And I think at that point, that's how you would identify it. But back to the post that the young lady said that she felt like it's real. I think it's a cop out. What say you? Hit me up if you want to respond. 646-595-4038 to listen, or press 1 if you want to comment. I'm here for you, and we're going to have this open discussion. So first and foremost, let's dive right in. The man that wants to be kept. First and foremost, let's talk about it. Let's describe it. How does a man act that wants to be kept? I posed this question on Facebook. I'm going to go in and pull out some of them. Normally, I wait till after the break, but I'm going to find one real quick, because I got a lot of young ladies that spoke about this. Let me find one real quick. And by the way, I apologize for the post, the advertisement picture that I put up. I got a man on all fours with a leash around his neck and a woman holding the leash, right? The woman is holding the leash, and it says the man that wants to be kept. Some people kind of felt some type of way about that one. But I apologize. I do not mean it as any disrespect. No disrespect at all. Because for the most part, if you have a man that acts exactly the way you want to act, if you have a man that strives to please you, it's nothing wrong with that. Rock out. That's what I say. I ain't upset about it. I don't hate like that. You know what I'm saying? It is what it is. It is what it is, baby. Let's take a look. Oh, I went to the wrong place. I apologize, y'all. I'm coming. And I want to give a salute to everybody that gave an overwhelming response, man. An overwhelming response. All right. So I got one I want to read. It says, he lets you know. Now the question is, how do you know when you are dating, involved with, or married to a man that wants to be kept in a relationship? He lets you know. He's always available when you need him. He reminds you how lucky he is to have you. Oh, that is so sweet, right? What do y'all say? What say y'all? That's just one that I actually got. That's just one. But listen, I think that's true. From a woman's perspective, from a spouse perspective, guess what? If they let you know, if they're always available when you need them, and they remind you of how lucky they are to be, all of those are nice gestures. But for the most part, a guy that wants to be kept is a guy that does things, or he does what is needed in the relationship to show a woman that he wants to stick with her, that he wants to be with her. He does things, he says things that makes her feel like he wants to be in the relationship, he's committed to the relationship. And y'all agree with that? Does anybody disagree that that's what a man that wants to be kept is? When you set expectations, he meets or exceeds them. That's how you know he want to be in a relationship with you. If he set an expectation, if you set an expectation and he does not meet or exceed it, Ladies, does that mean he does not want to be in a relationship with you? Let's talk about it. I'm listening. Don't be afraid. So if his actions don't align with your expectations, if his actions are not pleasing to you, does that mean he does not want to be in a relationship with you? Okay, I got somebody hit me up on Facebook. She says that's absolutely what they are saying, what that is saying. She says, if his actions are contrary to your expectations, he cannot expect to be in a relationship with me. All right. For the most part, we got that. We get that and we feel it. That's a true statement, though. But when you talk about actions, what is the root word of actions, ladies and gentlemen? What is the root word of action? Let's take the first three letters of the word actions. What are they? A, C, T. Okay, what is that? That's act. So what does act mean? An act is like a performance. An act is something that can be actually done. It can be saw. It can be seen. You know, and at times, actions can be heard, depending on what the actions are. They can. All right. Here's another funny thing about actions. They can be acted. And some of your favorite actors right now, they get a script and they stick to it. They become the character. They become the character just for that hour and a half, 2 hours, or 2 hours and a half that they are in the movie. They become that character. They make you believe for 2.5 hours that they are that character. Now, 2.5 hours for a movie seems, it can be a long time. Okay? 90 days, even 6 months, can seem like a long time when you're dating someone to determine when you want to be in a relationship with them. But you have to understand, from a relationship perspective, 90 days to 6 months is not long at all. So if you have a person that can put on this act up front, if you allow the actions of a person that puts on an act to determine that they are the one, to determine if it is real, to determine if he's a man that wants to be kept by you, you're sadly mistaken. And that's going to be the reason so many relationships don't last. All right. So I want to drop it on y'all here. That's a little bit about the description. And I know from the topic, from our slogan, what we say here in the Kenny Talk Experience, we have real talk over real topics with real solutions. I gave y'all a little bit of a solution at that point. It's to just understand that that's nowhere near long enough as well as you can't get bought into the actions. You can't get bought into the act so soon. You got to observe longer. And I know you're anxious. I know you're anxious to let everybody know you're off the market. You're anxious to say, hey, I got a bae now, you know, to change your status on social media, taking pictures, selfies with them and usies. So you're anxious. You want that to happen so quickly. And don't worry, ladies, I feel you. I want you to have that. I want you to have that as fast as you want to have it. But just understand, if it's going to last, if it's going to be real, you got to take your time with it. You got to have some patience. Those just joining us, ladies and gentlemen, it's the Real Relationship Talk Show, the Kenny Talk Experience. We are discussing a man or the man that wants to be kept. What is a man that wants to be kept? So we just gave a description of it. I got to jump right into, guess what? Why is this so important? Why is this important, Kenny Talk? Why did you choose this topic to speak on from your platform? Why? But before I go here, let me go here. A young lady just hit me up. She says, why choose a topic such as this one? Why choose a topic such as this one and choose to market it with a man on a leash? It sends a message, and I got to do this, y'all. And this is real. She says, Kenny Talk, it sends the message that a man that wants to be in a relationship is someone who's whipped, someone who's trained, or someone that's kind of looked down upon. You know what? Thank you for saying that. And I don't know if you're just joining us at this time, but that was one of the things I made sure I said at the beginning. I mean, I meant no disrespect by that to anyone, any man that does whatever his woman wants him to do, that pleases her how she wants to be pleased, that meets and exceeds her expectations every time she sets them. You know what? If that makes you happy, I am 100% with it, right? And I only chose that to kind of give people a visual. And the reason why, sweetheart, is once I go over all the things that many of you guys wrote in on the post, on the question of the day that I put out this morning, you're going to see the reason why I chose that picture. A lot of the stuff that you guys are saying are X. So it's like, as long as you behave, then that means that you want to be with me. As long as you behave, that means you want to be with me. And I just don't think that's right. I feel like this. The way I behave, ladies, should be what you love about me. If the way I behave is not what you love about me, then do you really, really love me? And this ties into, why is it important? Why is this topic important? That's where I was going to go. But when I saw that pop up, I had to address it. And thank you, sweetheart, for saying that. But talk to me. If you don't like the way I behave, there's no way that you care about me and that you love me. If you will care about me and you will love me, if I change the way I behave for you, then that means that you really don't love me. And we talked about this on Drifting Apart a little bit. It's almost as if you got to be able to see that person that you're with for who they really are based on their actions. And those actions up front, they just be up front. We do a lot of things in relationships to reel you in. And once we get you, we switch things up. We revert back to our comfort zone. The comfort zone is what you want to pay close attention to. So if the way I behave in my comfort zone is unfavorable to you, I'm not saying you don't have a right to walk away and say, you know what, but that's just not going to be for me. But don't get upset with me if this is me in my comfort zone. Don't tell me that I misled you when the only thing I was trying to do was really show you a great time. I was trying to reel you in because I really wanted to kick it with you. I wanted to get to know you. Right? We all present ourselves in different ways up front. So that's why it's important. The man that wants to be kept, he displays actions. These actions are favorable to us. We meet these people that implement these favorable actions for a short period of time. We make commitments. We have sex with them. We have unprotected sex with them. Sometimes many ladies get pregnant. Many guys get the ladies pregnant, right? You know. And then when you revert back to your comfort zone, these behaviors that she now doesn't like makes her feel like she probably need to make an exit. And now you're a baby mama. That's all I'm saying. We move a little too fast. So that's why it's going to be important. When we come back, the letter. We're going to do the keeping it real letter. I'm sorry. Thank you everybody for writing. I sift through them, but I can't choose all of them. I choose the ones that are more aligned with the topic that we have. So check it out. We're going to read that letter, and I'm going to keep it real with the person that wrote in. Let you guys speak on it if you like. We're going to take a real quick break before we do that, right? Got to pay some bills. Dollhouse Radio. You know, we just celebrated an anniversary. So big shout out to Dollhouse and everybody on there. You're doing it big. Right? Dollhouse Radio is a place for indie music. So at this time, I'm going to get a chance to go ahead and play some of the music. You guys probably haven't heard it before. But check them out. Give them a try. Give your ears a try. Because we represent indie music on Dollhouse Radio. Let's check it out. Let's see what we got. Let's go here. Faster than you can say cat in the hat. We'll be right back. Keep it a real letter.
You told me I can kill you.
Yes, yes. Thank you for your patience. That's some local music. Not sure where she's from, but represent for. We wanted to jump right in with that. Now it's time for what we like to call the Keeping It Real letter, right? Now, the Keeping It Real letter is just a letter that you can either email to me at kennytalk69@gmail.com, or you can inbox it to me, however you want to send it to me. Now, this one comes from a young lady. Where does she live at? Let me sift through here and see. Can I see if she put where she lives? She says, okay, hey, South Carolina. What's up, South Carolina? It's about time. We're gonna jump into your letter that you sent us. It's just some brief information she wanted to drop on us, that she wanted us to keep it real with her situation, right? And I'm happy to do so. And I chose this one because it somewhat aligns with the show topic. The show topic, a man that wants to be kept. All right, she says, Kenny Talk, I've been in and out of several relationships, and one thing that I realized that was common was at some point during our stint, the person starts to do things that let me know that they are no longer interested in being in relationships. I've dealt with the guy texting other people, you know, starting to reach back out to older chicks that he used to deal with, or even starting to want to get back out a little bit more, you know, go out to clubs, go out to party and hang with his friends a little bit more. Also looking at trying to, what did it say? Okay, that looks like she did some mistyping, but sounds like she's saying some more behaviors that they actually do outside of cheating itself. She's saying just getting to the point to where they say that the relationship is no longer working and they want to pretty much move on or whatever. Now, I did some soul searching, Kenny Talk, because I remember hearing that before, that you have to look at yourself sometimes. And for the most part, I do everything that I feel I can in order to keep this person, keep a guy in my life. The sad part about it is that for some apparent reason nowadays, it's just not enough. So for a young lady like myself, can you keep it real with my situation? I sure can. And I thank you for writing in. Shout out to South Carolina. Now, if you want to speak on South Carolina's letter, you can call us at 646-595-4038. Press 1 to let me know. Or you can just hit me up like I see some of y'all already doing. Well, South Carolina, let me keep it real quick with you. You said that you feel like you do everything that you can in order to keep the guy. Now, if you haven't listened to it, go back and listen to last week's show about drifting apart. It's about, because I mean, I'm not sure how old you are. I'm not sure how old the people that you are dating, but a lot of time, age, this doesn't matter with age as well. You have to identify up front. Well, I'm not going to say up front, but just throughout getting to know people, if they are who they are going to be at this point in their lives. If he's a person that's still striving, still working at, still trying to reach certain big goals, trying to do. Now, I know we young, so naturally, a majority of everybody you meet, you want them to be goal-oriented and focused. But I need you to understand, sweetheart, those are things, accomplishments, failures, different experiences in life that people go through, it makes them change the way they even see life and even see themselves. And if they experience certain things that change the way they see life or see themselves, then it's only natural that they're going to change the way they see you. It's natural that they're going to start to love you in a different way. And this different way is going to be put up a red flag for you. Now, Let's take the behaviors that you brought up. You said texting other chicks. You said trying to reach back out to older chicks that he used to deal with. You said just flat out cheating, or flat out just telling you straight up, you know what, the relationship is not going to work, right? But a lot of times we don't have, well, for the last one, we don't have the why. Why? What are they saying? What is the reason why they're saying they're just not feeling it anymore? Why are your relationships drifting apart? So to keep it real with your situation, you got to be able to look for that perspective and the things that you say that you're bringing. I'm sure you probably bring a whole lot of things that you feel that's just necessary. But sometimes the stuff that you bring is good, but it's not valued. So what that ends up doing is it goes unnoticed. And a lot of times, I'm just going to say unnoticed. I'm not even going to say unappreciated. It's just not valued, right? And that can make it feel like you're putting in so much and not getting anything back. Or you're putting in so much and not getting the results, which is keeping a man, right? So what you have to say to yourself is you got to reevaluate what you give. You got to ration out what you give based on what the person needs. And a lot of times it's hard to determine right up front what they need. The best time to determine that is when the relationship starts to get a little lukewarm. And, you know, the eagerness to and the passion and the what I like to call the honeymoon stage. I mean, we're going to accept everything you give, and we're going to give everything that we feel that you want to accept. And it's going to be a lot of that going on. But we're blinded by the strong attraction, sexual attraction we have because it's so new. We're blinded by the excitement of just being around you because it's so new. But once that starts to die down, that's when you get the real person. So that's when you want to start to really analyze, who is this person? Where are they in their life? And if I really, really want to be with them, what can I bring to the table that they value? And I guarantee you, if you reevaluate in those ways, this is a great solution to help you going forward. So what do y'all say? What y'all think about that? Keeping it real, send a man. We're going to keep on reading them, everybody. All right. So let's hop back into the conversation. A man that wants to be kept is what South Carolina was speaking about. So how does this impact relationships? How does being able to identify the actions of a man that's acting like he wants to be kept, how do we identify in time to make sure it don't impact the relationship, or how does the lack of being able to identify this impacts a relationship? So what's the impact on a relationship? All right, so for the most part, just like South Carolina was saying, I mean, you got shorter relationships. You got people that drift apart, man. You got people that just want to move on and do other things, right? You got people that will tell you that they love you, right? They'll say, man, I love you, right? I want to be with you. But then they start drifting away. They stop acting like a man that wants to be kept. But it don't always mean, ladies, that this just because they start acting this way, that the man don't want to be kept. It has to be something that makes him want to stay. You can't just leave it to that. Well, a guy have to like what I'm giving him in order for him to want to stay with me. And he ain't going to stay if he don't like what I'm giving him. And if he don't like what I'm giving him, that's too bad for him. Somebody else will want it. And that's how we think, right? But we got to change that, and we got to adapt to 2015. And like I was saying at the beginning, the relationship truth, the Kenny Talk experience, is going to be a crash course, on taking the steering wheel of the way you think are the way you believe, the traditions that you believed in all this time when it comes to relationship, and doing a strong U-turn and going in the opposite direction with your thoughts. If you can do that with your thought process, if you embrace that, you're going to see that relationships are going, people are going to gravitate towards you when it comes to relationship. Because what pushes people away is the way we think. What pushes people away is when we don't want to change, when we don't want to adapt, when we don't want to accept. And it pushes people away. You have a big impact on a person drifting away from you, whether you know it or not. You can't leave it to sheer chance that if he like me, he like me. If he don't, he don't. Especially if you like the person, you got to do things different. And what you ladies are going to find out is from, if when you analyze a guy in his comfort zone and see what he actually values, bring that to the table, you're going to realize that, guess what? It don't take much. It don't take all that that you do. It don't. So it's going to be like a relief for you. And I salute you. It says, if a man that wants to be kept is defined by the way he acts or what he says, does that make him easily imitated? If a man is defined by the way he acts, as a man wants to be kept is defined by the way he acts or the things that he say, is that easily imitated? If you can put your finger specifically on this stuff, does it mean, can that be easily imitated? If it can be easily imitated, ladies, then it's going to be imitated. What do you think? Well, we got to be able to identify when it's an imitation, when it's not real. Now, does it make it all an act? Just because the acts are consistent, does that make them genuine? Consistent for how long? That's all we're saying. Yeah. Let's jump in. I'm going to go to Facebook. Y'all know why I'm going to Facebook? Because a lot of y'all had a lot to say. Let's see what I got here. Now, this is one of our newer friends. Let's see what she said. Oh, okay. That one's pretty long, so let me. I'm gonna try to get one that's. I don't want it to be too long. Let's see. I got to find one that's a little shorter, man. I mean, you guys are saying a lot of stuff. For the most part, what I'm sifting through, you guys are just saying that the guy is going to show that he wants to be kept. He's going to show this. Let's see what else I got here. I got, he gives you all of his attention. Let's see what this one say. When he ain't got no money. Boy, that's a funny one right there. When the dude ain't got no money, he showed that he want to be kept. Ooh. Well, she hit some. Hey, I want to give a shout out to you, baby girl. I ain't going to say your name, but you said some real then. And one another young lady just simply said, they tell you. There we go with those words again. I'll say action speaks louder than words. And then y'all saw a lot of women turn around and say, if your actions are there, but you don't profess it out of your mouth, then it ain't real. So I know what y'all are saying. Y'all need both of them. Right? It says, when he says things like, I like my woman to spoil me, when he makes no effort to lighten the burden on her shoulders, and is always taken from her. He's not around. He said, when he's not around when she needs him, but when things are good. So we got, okay, he's right there soaking up her spotlight. So she's speaking like, if, for instance, if he's one of the guys that want to be kept in a sense of that he don't want to do nothing, right? But that's a good observation. I'm still going, y'all. Let's keep moving. Wow, it's a lot of stuff on here. Let's see what all this is. It says, he shows you and he tells you he's available to you and sensitive to your feelings. He tells the truth about, this is another young lady, he tells the truth about his needs so that I can meet them. He voices valid concerns instead of starting arguments meant to distract. He is engaged in what makes me happy as well as himself rather than everything always being about him. Let's see. It says, he comes home after work all day and plans our weekend with me. And when he gets off, he comes straight home. He makes sure I never have to wonder about where he's staying. He acts as if he is the head of our home and shows he is led by God. I like it. So these are things that we're actually saying about a man that want to be kept. For the most part, he acts like it. So the only thing I'm trying to get everybody to see is, let's bring it on around to the solution. Tonight's solution is this. We don't want to get caught up in these acts, because the key word is act. What we want to do is we want to be able to identify them for what they are and not jump the gun. Because jumping the gun is a big, big reason. Is a big, big reason why so many relationships don't last. We're so excited. I want to thank everybody for writing in. I want to thank, let me see who this is. Somebody just hit me. I want to thank everybody that wrote in and is still writing in. It's still coming off, right? Oh, they say, interesting topic. A man on a leash. Laugh out loud. They said, but a man does have to act as if he wants to be kept. He does have to show that he cares. Here's another one, being sensitive to feelings and your concerns. But once again, actions are great. The question is, just because actions are consistent, does that make them genuine? That's my question for you guys. Let me go to Facebook real quick. Come on, y'all, respond real quick. We only got a few minutes left before the final thought. Dollhouse Radio represent the Real Relationship Talk Show, the Kenny Talk Experience. Well, I'll go ahead and answer that for you while I'm waiting. The answer is no. Because you can be consistent, but that doesn't mean it's genuine. I can do a lot of things for you, and I can hate doing it. Or I can do it just for a period of time to reel you in. Here's another one. How much of what a man that wants to be kept does for you is done for you rather than done for himself? Now that's the key thing I want, that key takeaway. The things that a guy do for you, he has to want to do them himself. He can't say, I'm going to do it just because my wife wants me to do it. I'm going to do it because I know my new girlfriend wants this. If that's the only reason why he's doing it, then believe me, he's going to revert back to his comfort zone and it's going to go away. That means it wasn't really genuine. He was doing it because he liked that. He know you like that. And like one of the posts I just read, they said that he's sensitive to the needs or whatever, and he does things for you. He does things for you to make you happy. He does things for you. But if he's not doing it for himself, if that part about him don't really make him, if he's not passionate about doing those small, good, nice things to you, but he does them because, out of routine, you know. And you got to understand it's not real. Another thing she said was that, one of the young ladies said, was they want him to be able to tell them what his needs are so they can meet them. Guys just don't work that way. I wish it was a way. Since women are so verbal, that'll make relationships 100% easy, and that's the reason why it's not. It's time for the Keeping It Real. Let everybody thank you for joining. Not the Keeping It Real, the final thought. That's what I like to call a little spoken word I put together to round out the show. Real topics over real, with real talk, real solutions, the Kenny Talk Experience. A man that wants to be kept, the man that wants to be kept. I hope I enlightened you. Tell a friend to tell a friend to tell a friend to click on that link anytime they want to listen. All right. The final thought goes as follows. It says, there's a struggle going on out here in relationships because women are looking for a man that wants to be kept. But the only type of woman that a man keeps in his life is one that can help him where he feels he needs help. Not where you. Now, many define a kept man as one that's always honest, faithful, and dependable, caring, and loves you without. But when the honest communication makes you feel some type of way, there's only a small percentage of women that will listen. They say a man that wants to be kept will never sexually go astray. What he needs and wants, one woman can provide. If so many men that have approached you that want to give you just that, but you turn down all the ones that have tried. Okay, so you want a man kept. You want a man that wants to be kept that you actually want to keep. And many feel that's not asking for too much. You're willing to give them what you want to give when you're willing to give it. And men will play that character until they've had enough. That's it in a nutshell. Thank you everybody for listening. It's the Real Relationship Talk Show. We'll see you back next week. It's going down. Salute to all the fellas that's out there listening. Salute. All the ladies, kisses at your lips, baby. Which lips, Kenny? Those lips. Have a great, safe weekend. Stay out the stormy weather. And we gone.